and your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment. And before we get rolling here, I wanted to remind you it is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of cabinetry, if you want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful but last for years to come, check out what is going on over at Professional Floor Covering. You can partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help inspire and create your dream kitchen. And now, without further ado, we will throw it to Terry Bell for today's community comment.
Thank you so much, Jake Hayes. And it is an historic time of transition in Beaver Dam. After generations of being led by a mayoral form of government, Beaver Dam hired its first city administrator a couple of years ago. He has recently resigned, so for the first time ever in the history of Beaver Dam, the city is looking for a new city administrator. And help talk to us about that is not only the person leading the search for that new administrator, but the person who will serve as the city's interim administrator for the time being. And his name is Jay Shambo. He's a partner with a company called Innovative Public Advisors, and we welcome you to the program this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's nice to have you here. So please introduce yourself to anyone who may not have been present or watching the city council meetings up to this point. Tell us about yourself.
I will do. My name is Jay Shambo. Thanks for the invite this morning. It's a pleasure to be here and share a little information about the transition, as you mentioned, and the role of city administrator. I'll maybe start with myself, and then we can jump into that role. Absolutely. In a little more detail. I've served local government in Wisconsin for the last 32 years as a city, county administrator, manager in various different capacities. I spent about half of my 32 years in county government, and then half in city or village administration. I recently departed from that, so I'm a lifelong bureaucrat, and I say that really intentionally and with some pride. I know that the term bureaucrat can create some negative connotations at times in individuals' minds, but I don't believe that to be the case at all. A bureaucrat in my mind, and the way I've tried to live my professional life, is to assist and to help communities along the way, and the bureaucrat role is really that. The city administrator is kind of the chief appointed officer or chief bureaucrat, if you will, of any organization. And I recently departed from the city of West Bend as their city administrator. I served 8.5 years in that capacity before leaving this April and starting this company that you mentioned, Innovative Public Advisors.
Having 32 years of experience in local government, my next question may seem a little silly, but how do you feel your experience prepares you for this undertaking that you have right now?
It certainly doesn't sound silly to me to hear that, but it I guess it is just that. It has prepared me well for not only this role of partner in Innovative Public Advisors, assisting municipalities across the state, but also jumping into recruitments and the interim role here in Beaver Dam, a role that I am very well suited to assist the community during their transition time.
Now, the role of the city administrator, or in some places city manager, it is a leadership role, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're not really making any decisions. I've heard the job described as the mayor's or the city council's top advisor. Would that be an accurate way to describe what you do?
Yeah, advisor is a fair role. The administrator serves as a go-between the mayor, council, and city staff. The department head team here in Beaver Dam is top-notch. They carry out the duties. Staff in general, led by the city administrator, carries out the vision, mission, goals that the council and the mayor set for them. So as far as making policy, that's not their role. The policy is set by the city council and by the mayor. And then the administrator and the department heads carry out that policy. They provide the service, the programs throughout the city of Beaver Dam to make it a successful organization and to, you know, assist the council and the mayor in the completing of their vision, so to speak.
Are there any advantages to having the manager administrator form of government? Having someone who's hired or appointed as opposed to someone elected carrying out these particular duties?
Yeah, I'm certainly biased towards and will admit that in a positive way towards professional administration. Beaver Dam was served well by having a full-time mayor for a long time, and no disparaging remarks along the way regarding that. Like I said, it was served well in a full-time mayor form of governance. They recently made the change a few years back to go from that, and Mayor Gluin was the mayor at the time, and I know Becky a little bit. I know she saw that Beaver Dam was transitioning to a point that full-time professional administration was, in her opinion, and the council's obviously concurrence of that, the route to go. I think it was a wise one. The city administrator is professionally, a city administrator is professionally trained, most often comes to your organization with a master's in public administration, so educationally trained as well, and has likely, in a community the size of Beaver Dam, done this type of work in other municipalities before coming here.
Now, as you mentioned, you made a transition yourself away from being a municipal administrator to founding this company, which helps advise cities like Beaver Dam in situations like this when you're recruiting and vetting candidates for administrators. So, tell me a little bit of why you decided to do that and what your company's role will play in this upcoming transition.
Yeah, I decided to go into professional consulting or creating this new company because of my life's work in public administration. I was able to help municipalities in a really deep way as their city administrator, county administrator in the past. And now I'm able to assist municipalities, and my partner and I are able to assist municipalities throughout the state in a much more broad way. We write grants, we work on studies, police, fire, EMS, IT, strategic planning, communication plans, and then also recruitment and interim professional services. So that's the role that we're providing here, is the recruitment of the next city administrator and me personally serving as their interim city administrator.
So you don't just handle transitions, you also are helping out cities and counties that may be in the middle of a very stable period of time.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, very good. We are talking to Jay Shambo. He is a partner in Innovative Public Advisors, a consultant that is helping hire the next Beaver Dam City Administrator. We're going to take a break here, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Find contest rules information for 95.3 WBEV and 1430 ESPN on the Verlo Mattress Contest page at dailydodge.com.
It's time for an upgrade. Upgrade your view with new windows and enjoy summer year-round with a sunroom from Hometown Glass and Improvement. Schedule your free estimate with Hometown Glass now and choose from an amazing selection of windows with over 10 top brands. Shop local and leave your home improvements to the area experts. Visit their showroom on North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam and check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement. You can call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings on 95.3 WBEV.
Finding the right care for your loved one is one of the most important decisions you'll make. At Clearview, we provide more than just a place to stay. We offer a nurturing environment where comfort, dignity, and compassion come first. This is Ashley Kuhn, Admissions Coordinator for Clearview. Give me a call at 920-386-3532 to schedule a tour and see what Clearview can offer for you. Clearview, where compassion is the heart of our exceptional care.
Scoop up the kiddos and head out to the Columbus 4th of July festivities. Family night is on Tuesday, July 1st. Join your favorite characters and enjoy an evening of balloon artists, magicians, face painting, and other kids' activities. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway Carnival opens on July 2nd through the 5th with games and rides for all ages. Kids 12 and under can zoom through Firecracker 5's Children's Sparkler Sprint on Friday the 4th.
Find the full schedule on Facebook at Columbus 4th of July Festival, Wisconsin.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking with Jay Shambo. He is not only a partner in Innovative Public Advisors, which consults local governments, but he is also Beaver Dam's acting administrator while the search is on for Nathan Teal's replacement. Maybe you'd like to join the conversation. Maybe you have a question for Jay. You can join us by calling 887-9595. That's 887-9595. Or 885-4446. That's 885-4446. So the transition is a couple of weeks underway, if I'm guessing correctly. And so how is it going so far?
Yep, this is the beginning of my third week.
Okay.
Serving as interim city administrator, and it's going great. Mm-hmm. I mentioned previously that I'm able to work with a talented department head team. The department heads really lead each individual program, utilities and city hall, police, fire, library. All of those functions are going on as normal. And in the interim time, transition time, the residents of Beaver Dam should know that they're in good hands, that their departments are well run and that they have talented, skilled people in those roles. My role is to work with that department head team, be there for a resource for them. If they have some questions or need somebody to bounce an idea off of, again, serve as that go-between. So I'm working with the elder persons, the 14 elder persons that the city has, and the mayor, Mayor Mark, as well. That interim transition go-between role still exists, even though the full-time city administrator isn't there.
Right. What is the advantage to having someone like yourself serve in this role rather than just have the department heads just keep everything in a holding pattern until a new administrator is hired?
Yeah, holding patterns for municipalities are dangerous, maybe is too strong of a word, but is always a potential concern. Department heads are very busy. They have a full plate on a day in and day out basis. Their staffing levels in Beaver Dam are not at a significant level, so they're active working department heads. They're not just sitting in an ivory tower somewhere making decisions. They're actively working to carry out the duties of the city and the programs and services that the residents expect. So having them add to that, and they are all, even in an interim city administrator position, adding to their role to some extent because there's a bit of a void when the incumbent departs, but to ask them to lead and add even more to their plate would be a difficult task and be somewhat dangerous for the community, because if you're not, in my opinion, if you're not growing and continuing to progress as a community, you're going the other way, and Beaver Dam has so many positive good things going on right now, they don't need to take a step back.
And even a period of 3 to 6 months would be too long?
Yeah, even a period of 3 to 6 months with development in particular, pressures and road projects, construction projects, the study for a new fire station. There are just so many balls in the air, if you will, that kind of a pause can give a developer pause on whether or not to continue to invest in and work in Beaver Dam, and it can just make things. Sometimes government moves slowly for a reason, and sometimes it just moves slowly, and there's not a need for it to move slowly if there's no good reason.
How much of your job is consulting city department heads, and how much of your job right now is looking for that next administrator?
Actively, we're working. I've been personally working with the department head team, getting in more understanding of the issues, concerns that are pressing for Beaver Dam prior to the active recruitment. So the learning of what the priorities are within the city and what kind of individual they're looking for from a skill assessment standpoint is really what's going on now. The active recruitment process will start in early July.
You mentioned the fire station study. I think you mentioned a road and infrastructure work. What sorts of things are happening in Beaver Dam that are taking up a lot of your time and attention?
Well, the positive development that has occurred here recently and is continuing to occur in Beaver Dam is really, you know, impressive for a community of this size. The Generac facility that was just added, and with all the new jobs that came along with that, 300,000+ square feet, and they're about ready to cut a ribbon on that new impressive industrial addition to the city. New housing has been a big deal. They've added a bunch of housing units, and there's prospective more to come. So just staying abreast, getting up to speed on those developments and where they're at, and then the working on the future ones as well.
Mm-hmm. And I guess so then, in terms of does it make it harder? Does it make it easier then to conduct the search and screen part of your responsibilities while you're also help running the city?
Yeah, I think it makes it easier from my perspective, the everyday understanding of what the priorities are for the city of Beaver Dam and what pending developments are coming will really form and fashion the need in my mind as to what kind of skill set the next administrator should have or would benefit from having coming here. And I get to work with the transition team that the mayor has put in place with a small group of aldermen that are working with her on helping to steer that next really important hire.
Do you find that the criteria in your mind for the job changes as you get more involved in what's happening here and maybe some things come to your attention that you maybe weren't aware of before? And you think, well, you know, I started out thinking the new administrator should be one thing, and now I think there's something else, or is pretty much everything evolved in a fairly predictable fashion?
Yeah, that's a great question. The path to city administration for individuals is sometimes from a finance background, sometimes from a planning background, even emergency services, police or fire will lead a path to financial management or a economic development background. I do think all of those things kind of are going on here. So a well-rounded individual is really going to be an important skill set to have.
And this might maybe underline a point we made earlier, but you believe very firmly that someone who has, you know, spent their career and their background doing this sort of thing perhaps can help more than somebody who maybe came from another field, another discipline, got elected mayor, and has to learn all of these things on the job.
And there are many successful full-time mayors throughout not only Wisconsin but the nation. That certainly can be a recipe for success for a community. And no way would ever slam that form of governance that a community chooses to have. But a professionally organized, professionally run chief administrative officer, the mayor oftentimes serves as the chief elected, the CEO, and that works best, in my mind, if there's also a CAO, a chief appointed or a chief administrative officer that helps to carry out those duties, that can make recommendations to the council and to the mayor, like you mentioned, advise them earlier with a professionally non-emotional, non-political, with a small p, bias that they can just, this is the best for the community, in my opinion, and I'm providing this advice, I'm making this recommendation, and the the elected folks, the council and the mayor, get to make that decision ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I guess how have you had many applications come in by this point?
So that's a great question. We haven't actively started the recruitment for it as of yet. The intention is for the city council to meet on June 30th in a workshop session to kind of to hear back from what the transition team has discovered so far. And then the very next day, July 1st, is the anticipated date of active recruitment and when all the materials that our company has been creating will become public and out there.
Okay, very good. Our guest is Jay Shambo. He is the not only the acting administrator for the city of Beaver Dam, he's also a partner in the consulting firm of Innovative Public Advisors. We're going to take a break for the news and be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Splish splash, it's time for swimming class. Join the YMCA of Dodge County Water Technology and Newman Pools for the world's largest swimming lesson. A free community social celebration will take place on June 26th from 5 till 6:30. This event is more than just a swim class. It's a powerful call to action. Every year, thousands of kids and adults around the world join together on the same day for this important message. Swimming saves lives. Support the drowning awareness cause. Learn more at theydc.com.
At Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Orthopedic Clinic, advanced care meets personalized expertise. Their team of skilled general and specialty orthopedic surgeons is dedicated to helping you move better, offering both surgical and non-surgical solutions. They specialize in hip and knee replacement, as well as joint revision, shoulder replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, and hand and upper extremity care. Call 920-219-4009 today or visit marshfieldclinic.org/beaverdam to learn more.
$5,000, that's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000, that's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right, you can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Breaking news. You need a new mattress. For all kinds of breaking news, stick with your trusted source, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Wall Street stock markets opened with small losses that have reversed into modest gains. The price of oil was up, down, and then up again, as analysts say investors are watching for Iran's response to the U.S. air attacks on Iran's nuclear sites. There have been more air attacks between Iran and Israel. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with President Putin. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts. ABC's Jim Ryan.
From Raleigh, North Carolina to Philadelphia, the actual temperature will hit 100 this afternoon. But a lack of moisture and wind will make it feel more like 106 to 109 degrees. Escaping the heat may mean driving west about 2,000 miles. Heavy snow has been falling in Montana.
Supreme Court says it'll take up a religious freedom case this fall involving a Rastafarian man imprisoned in the state of Louisiana whose head was forcibly shaved in violation of a court order. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. The Chester Town Chair faces a felony animal mistreatment charge after an alleged incident last week. Dodge County deputies arrested Richard Van Buren after an investigation determined he killed a stray dog that had been brought to him to kennel. Bond was set at $5,000 at a hearing on Friday. He's due back in court in July. If convicted, Van Buren could face 3.5 years in prison. A man is recovering from serious life-threatening injuries after a farming accident near Houstonsford Saturday. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office and the Houstonsford Fire Department responded to State Highway 60 for a report of a man trapped underneath a skid steer. Rescuers freed the man, and he was flown to Aurora Summit Hospital. No trial date has been set for one of the two people accused of the death of a toddler in Manitowoc County. Jesse Vang's lawyer told a Manitowoc County judge Friday he's still going over the evidence. Vang is accused of child neglect causing death and several other charges in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Vang and the boy's mother are accused of abuse and neglect. Vang will be back in court for a status conference in September. The new Miss Wisconsin is a pioneer. Willow Newell of Racine won the title in New Berlin Saturday night. She's the first black Miss Wisconsin. She'll represent Wisconsin in the Miss America pageant in Orlando in September. She gets $13,000 in scholarships along with other gifts and awards. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
A heat advisory continues until 7 p.m. tonight. Slight chance of rain showers today, otherwise mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 93. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Storms likely tonight, lows level off around 71, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies tomorrow, thunderstorms likely 78. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 83 degrees.
You know that old Wisconsin saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. Well, JB Mechanical is here to ensure your home's heating and cooling system is ready for all of it. As your trusted local HVAC expert, JB Mechanical installs top-of-the-line systems to keep your home comfortable no matter what Mother Nature throws at you. From chilly mornings to warm afternoons, they've got you covered with precision, care, and expert service. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call online at jbmacllc.com. You're proud. Trained dealer.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. It is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. If you close your door in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you and discuss your decorating ideas and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep. Then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas with their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now, without further ado, here is more Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking to Jay Shambo, who is wearing two hats right now. One is a partner of Innovative Public Advisors, which is looking for Beaver Dam's next city administrator. And he is also serving in that role on an interim basis. If you have a question for Jay, we welcome you to join us. You can call 887-9595 or 885-4446. And Jay, we just just touched a little bit about the beginning of the recruitment process now. You mentioned that you're going to meet with the local elected officials, the mayor and the city council, coming up soon. And what happens after that?
Yeah, after this, it's next Monday. So Monday the 30th, it'll be a publicly posted meeting where the council and the mayor are going to meet and review the results of the last few meetings of their transition team, where they've met in, you know, with a smaller group and myself, and really talk through the process of recruitment, what they want to see the actual hiring process look like when we get through the end of July and are into the hiring process. You know, who's involved and how broad are we? Are we looking to include the community in this kind of a important decision that's made for the next administrator? The active recruitment process begins July 1st, and we'll as Innovative Public Advisors put out all the recruitment materials at that time. The city has chosen to go the route of a nationwide search. So there's an association called the International City County Managers Association, and by putting the recruitment materials out to that nationwide search and technically internationally with the ICMA involvement, it also goes to the Wisconsin City County Managers Association. And I'll be actively recruiting at a conference this week for Beaver Dam. Those materials will go out, and individuals at this conference will have a chance in Wisconsin to talk to me. I've been in this business a long time, as we've already talked about, so I know a lot of the administrators in Wisconsin personally. I have a pretty broad network of folks that I would consider friends and colleagues throughout the state. They will no doubt be discussing with me the concept of coming to Beaver Dam and whether or not they would be a good fit. And I'll be tapping some of them on the shoulder intentionally with intentional reach outs to people that I think would be a good fit as well.
So you're doing a nationwide search, casting the widest net possible. Does it seem, and it's impossible to speculate, I suppose, but, you know, might there be any advantage to, having some finalists from closer to home, or maybe somebody from further out who may be able to look at Beaver Dam's challenges with fresh eyes?
Yeah, it's entirely possible, Terry. We won't know that until the process is underway. The reason to do the nationwide search, in addition to really being intentional locally, is that you just don't know who's out there and looking for a change or the next step, or maybe moved away from this part of Wisconsin and really would love to come home, but they've cut their teeth in another community somewhere else and could bring that skill set back to Wisconsin. That happens in some instances. My partner and I have a really broad and vast, I'll say, LinkedIn network. Our company has a growing LinkedIn network, and that seemingly is really the place to find individuals by being intentional with LinkedIn and using our impressive recruitment materials. The mayor and the fire chief assisted us with some interviews that they'll be part of a little video that's coming out too, to try to encourage the next person to want to come to Beaver Dam.
Who are going to be the key players in the transition?
Help me with your question a little bit.
Do you sure thing.
Key players for the interview process, or
for the city, on the city side of things, for the people who are looking to help you vet these candidates. Who's going to be playing an important role?
Well, the mayor and the alder person team are the ultimate hiring authority, so they will be the ones that make that decision. As far as vetting the numbers down from the more broad number of applicants down to that, my partner and I will do some intentional interviews, Zoom interviews for the most part, prior to bringing a slate of candidates to the alder person team. Once they're comfortable with that slate that we're going to move forward with as finalists or semi-finalists, then there'll be a multi-step process of interview that'll include some community leaders, department heads, certainly the aldermen, and then likely a tour of Beaver Dam as well.
I have a little bit of a foot in higher education, and usually when a college or a university is looking for a new president, there'll be a certain point where there is a chance for the public or for people who have stakeholders, as they're called, have a chance to meet and talk to and ask questions of, you know, say, the three finalists. Will there be any kind of opportunity like this here?
It's a possibility. The council hasn't, like, they meet in workshop fashion this coming Monday, so they haven't fully set the interview process in stone. If not a part of interviewing a couple of finalists, the norm, I'll say, is to have a meet and greet with that prospective administrator once they're hired by the council, where there's a coffee and tea opportunity or cookies after work or something like that, where the community can, community leaders and interested community members can meet their new administrator and really have a chance to get to know them and feel comfortable with reaching out and asking questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, the candidates vying for the job, they're going to try to impress the decision makers with their qualifications. What sorts of things will you and other Beaver Dam leaders be pitching to the candidates as far as why this would be a good opportunity for them?
Well, it's as we talked about earlier, a newish form of governance for the city of Beaver Dam. So there's a real opportunity to help shape that and what it looks like for the future of city administration in Beaver Dam, a rare opportunity for an administrator to have that kind of an impact on their organization. The department heads are new in understanding and receiving that form of governance, and so are the older persons that are elected to lead this community forward. That's as I mentioned, a unique role. That's really an opportunity for somebody to come in and share their skill set with the pros of city administration that we've already covered today and what kind of an impact that it can have for a community.
What kind of interest, it's been very early in the process, I realize, but what kind of interest do you expect this opening to generate?
That's a great question. I've shared often and early and often with the aldermen that I've met with one-on-one and as a group and the mayor that Beaver Dam has a lot of positives going on. This will be a sought-after position. I'm very confident in saying that there will be qualified candidates, applicants for this position. With the developments, the renovation, the transformation, if you will, of historic downtown, very few communities have what Beaver Dam has from a historic downtown. And business owners, folks like the Generac leaders and other industry that's here, they really look for that in a community to have a thriving downtown, and it really assists with employee recruitment and retention for their company.
And we just had big events like the Taste of Wisconsin, Beer and Cheese Festival, the Art and Peonies Festival. So it seems like perhaps I'm guessing the next city administrator will have an opportunity to help create some more events like this, or help these two events thrive in the future.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce here really leads those, is okay. My understanding. But the administrator absolutely will have an active role in working with the chamber. The city does provide funding from their tourism room tax. Tourism Commission through the room tax as a funding source to the chamber to assist with the development and all of the exciting summer, winter events that go on here year round.
Very good. We're talking with Jay Shambo. He is the acting Beaver Dam City Administrator, as well as a partner in the consulting firm helping look for the next permanent long-term city administrator. That consulting firm is Innovative Public Advisors. We're going to take one more break here, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas, it's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with the date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
One call, that's all. It's not just a slogan, but a way of life at Gruberg Law Offices. If you've been injured, call our team today. We've represented tens of thousands of injured Wisconsinites for well over 30 years. Trust Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Celebrate Waupun, driven by Home and Auto Sales and presented by Eagle Flexible Packaging, is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Tanner Park in Waupun. Ride all weekend by purchasing a Ride Mega Van for just $50 at Waupun's Piggly Wiggly. Valid all weekend long. Don't wait, the price goes up at the gate. Live music all weekend, a DJ, karaoke, bingo, Bob Viking, community worship service, and more. Pier Pups dog jumping all 3 days too, sponsored by Werner Harmson. Celebrate Waupun, driven by Home and Auto Sales, is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Log on WaupunFestivals.com for the complete schedule.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment here on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. Our guest today is Jay Shambo. He is the acting administrator in Beaver Dam, as well as a partner in the consulting firm looking for the permanent administrator, Innovative Public Advisors. We have a caller with a question for Jay. Caller, welcome to Community Comment. You're on the air.
All right, I think we lost him there for a second. I'll go touch base with them, and we can resume the content.
Okay, very good. Hopefully, we'll be able to bring the caller back into the conversation. Let's talk a little bit about the future of Beaver Dam. Not only do we have some exciting economic development opportunities coming, but with more jobs, presumably comes the need for more housing, and this has been a long-standing issue in communities up and down Wisconsin, big and small.
Yeah, there's a real void of available housing for new residents to come here, new workers to come, not only to Beaver Dam, as you mentioned, but certainly statewide. Beaver Dam's starting to crack that nut a bit and has done a really good job of being intentional with their recruitment of residential single-family developers. Had some really good success with a new development that filled up really fast, and all the lots were built and sold. And that developer is looking at another possibility or two within the city. There's also multifamily success, market rate multifamily, workforce housing has been discussed. So there's lots of future opportunity and really intentional acts by the city of Beaver Dam to move that ball forward. And it's so important for a community to continue to thrive and to be available for the industrial and commercial growth that the city has been successful with as well.
Can that housing be available in time for the people who will be holding down these jobs?
It can be. It can move really fast, and it has here in Beaver Dam. It's likely to continue to do so.
You were talking about the historic downtown improvements. Are there any specific aspects of that you're excited about or that the public ought to be excited about?
Well, certainly the lack of vacant storefronts is something to be excited about and celebrated within a municipality. Beaver Dam has a few, but very few, I would say. And it's really impressive to be downtown and to see the thriving day life and nightlife of a community and really serve as the heart of a community. So I don't know, just overall improvements, the beautification of it, the Riverwalk improvements, and the thriving restaurant and tavern scene is important for the nightlife as well.
Well, speaking of which, the city is offering grants to businesses that come anywhere in the city, but specifically downtown, and any kind of business, but specifically it sounds like they're looking for restaurants, entertainment venues, the kinds of places that open early and close late. Why that kind of emphasis, and how do you think it'll help the city?
It's really forward thinking for a community like Beaver Dam to put up money for a facade improvement grant, the grant that you're referring to, to allow a business an opportunity to improve their storefront in a manner that has a lasting impact on a community and one that's a really visible improvement to the entire community and for that recruitment retention tool that I mentioned earlier.
Okay. I believe our caller is back and ready for their question for Jay Shambo. Caller, welcome to Community Comments.
Yeah, I'd just like to know what's going on out past Generac, where they're all the farmlands being leveled.
Farmland.
What the development of farmland over by Generac?
Yeah, north of Generac. Is that not on the Generac property, but the farmland north of there? Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, because I went on County Truck 8, and it was like checking all the barns and all the trees and everything gone.
Yep, that's a large development that is coming to Beaver Dam. That land is within the city limits now, and the developer is partnering with Alliant Energy on bringing a large-scale development with a lot of buffer space between the development and the homes that remain in that area. It's really an exciting time for the city of Beaver Dam to have that development coming to its location.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay, very much. Thank you for joining us. It sounds like there are you're not able to talk completely about this particular development, but it sounds like people can feel good about it.
Yeah, the details and the who and what of that development aren't exactly disclosed as of yet, but it's a transformational development for the city and absolutely part of the exciting offering for the next city administrator and to be a part of that development.
Mm-hmm. A city leader once told me years ago that, cities don't stay the same. They either grow or they shrink or even die, if you want to say. How seriously do you take your responsibility for, helping, oversee Beaver Dam's growth in the near future?
Yeah, in the interim, I take it serious. And for the prospect of hiring the next city administrator, very seriously. I totally agree with that assessment that if you're not growing, you're dying or declining. And in local government, that's absolutely the case. And Beaver Dam has so many positives going on right now. The thought of taking a step back or declining is just not in the cards. It's something that will be exciting for the next city administrator to come in and take the ball and run with it.
So what happens with your involvement then once the next administrator is hired?
Well, my involvement will decrease. I will be there as a resource for that administrator and certainly have the opportunity to have conversations and to provide assistance in any way that I can during the transition. But then the city administrator will serve as that go-between and as the chief appointed officer for the city to continue to improve it.
It sounds like Beaver Dam may continue to be a client of your consulting firm, perhaps.
We'd certainly be happy to work with the city. It's a great place, and we've had a great experience so far.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about your consulting firm. You say you help out with all kinds of manners of day-to-day operations of all kinds of local governments around Wisconsin.
Yeah, one of the exciting things we're working on right now is the innovative planning grant opportunity that the state put aside $300 million for innovation grants, and then they carved out $3 million of that $300 for innovation planning grants. And they opened it up for municipalities smaller than 5,000, so Beaver Dam doesn't qualify for that, but we are assisting with studies across the state that are municipalities, sometimes partnered with other municipalities that are greater than 5,000, assisting them with fire and EMS, which is really important throughout the state as far as a shortage of EMS individuals, and then we're doing some IT studies and organizational staffing studies as well.
Are there any challenges or issues that face all kinds of Wisconsin communities pretty consistently?
Yeah, and I probably touched on the main one right now, fire and EMS, having more and more individuals be busy with their families and work and maybe not living in their community to be able to provide that volunteer service. The city of Beaver Dam is in really good shape. We have a full-time fire department here, full-time EMS, really positioned well to assist not only Beaver Dam residents, but the neighboring communities. statewide, I would say that's the biggest struggle right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing maybe especially in smaller communities.
Yes, definitely in smaller.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else our listeners should know before we call it a show?
Well, they should know that they have a mayor, Mayor Mark, and a city council, a city department head team that has the best interests of the city of Beaver Dam in mind, and that they're doing a great job, and they're doing a really good job in transition, and they'll continue to work hard to provide that high level of service for their constituents.
Very good. Our guest has been Jay Shambo. He is the acting administrator of Beaver Dam. He's also a partner in the consulting firm Innovative Public Advisors, which serves communities of all different sizes all over Wisconsin. Jay, we want to thank you for spending the last hour with us.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Community Comments on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by Daily Dodge.